Good morning, everybody. Okay, today in our English session, we are thinking about show, don't tell sentences. Now, hopefully you can remember all the work we've done previously on show, don't tell sentences and how they are a way of making our writing a little bit more interesting. So we're thinking about describing a character's emotion using show, don't tell sentences, which is where we think of an emotion and we describe that emotion without using the word. So if you look on your sheet that you should have in front of you, it says this is a technique that writers use to create a clear picture in the reader's mind. It makes the story much more interesting and allows the reader to fully understand how a character feels. Okay, so for example, we would like to think about what feelings might somebody have when they're showing an emotion? What might their face look like? What might they be doing with their body language? Okay, and on the second page, you have got lots of different emotions. You've got tired, shocked, excited, shy, sad. If you looked at someone, you would be able to probably figure out what emotion they were showing. And they wouldn't be saying, oh, I am shocked, before you would be able to figure that out. So think about, how do you know? So for example, on the sheet it says nervous is one of them. Nervous is one of them. Butterflies in my stomach. That's how you would feel if you are nervous. Okay. And then hot, sweaty palms and red face. That's how you would feel if you were hot. And you could write that in a sentence without having to use the word itself. So your task today is to think about ways in which you would represent that emotion and write it in those boxes, okay? For nervous and hot, have a think. Can you think of any other words or phrases that you could use to describe that emotion? Remember, you are not allowed to use the word itself. So when you're describing happy, you are not allowed to use the word happy.